Welcome to the Teacher Nerds Podcast. Joe and Ron are self-proclaimed teacher nerds, geeking out on all things education. They are looking to move educational practices out of the 1900s factory worker model to a student-driven classroom full of empathetic, creative, and collaborative students willing to take risks. Join them as they chat with educators from around the world, discussing educational tools, techniques, ideas, policies, and much more. Thank you for listening and becoming one of the Teacher Nerds. And now a word from a sponsor.
Oh, have you heard about the nerds? What's the word? Teacher Nerds. You can tweet them out on Twitter. You can find them on the gram. After listening to their podcast, you'd be sitting there like, bam! Trying to take the teaching from one level to the next. Reaching up to Canada and down to Mexico. Gotta go. Teaching Nerds. Start the show.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Teaching Nerds Podcast. I'm Ron Nober.
I'm Joe DiPaolo.
I am a technology teacher for third grade to eighth grade.
And I'm teaching fifth grade math, science, and social studies.
And we're doing our Teacher Nerds Year in Review. Short episode, but one that we look back on that got a lot of stuff.
Yeah, talk a lot about some things we liked, some good nuggets we were able to pull out, although good nuggets in every show.
Right.
This will just be things that really resonated with us.
Yeah. So, all right, Joe, what was your first one? What first thing that kind of stuck out to you?
My first one was one of our more recent ones, talking with Kyle Nemus, one of our repeat guests who's been on from the very beginning, one of our first earliest shows.
He's got like a four-peat.
Yeah, Kyle's our man, our North Jersey friend. So what I liked about that episode, Ron, like, we ran the gamut. There was so much going on in that episode. First off, I believe by the time this episode goes out, that episode will have aired.
It's out.
Yep. Because there was some access to premium memberships for quizzes from our audience members. Right. So I thought that was like kind of good. Got some goodies in there. And then we discussed about Classroom Q and how many different ways you could use Classroom Q and the fact that people outside of education are using Classroom Q.
What was it? A tour guide in like Italy or
no, Scandinavia
or like Iceland or something?
Yeah. Someplace far away, but they were using it for tours. So like, how awesome is that? And then he was talking about his EdTech bundle. So if there was something out there that you wanted to try and didn't want to put that full on year or forever subscription out there, you have the opportunity to try a few different, I guess, ed tech platforms, and you don't have to fully commit. Then I think that got us into his March Madness bracket, which kind of focused on the Final Four. So we had those March Madness bracket, Ed Puzzle, Nearpod, quizzes, and the last one, Canva. So really just talking about those four premium, you know, subscriptions there. And and Canva, if you're
educator, is free.
Free. So talking about those four quickly, and then, you know, Kyle's now working for quizzes. And I don't know if anyone saw the quizzes escape room that he put out there.
Is that for Halloween?
Thanksgiving. Okay. Escape room that was just put out. Awesome. So, like, I love the fact that Kyle's always throwing things out there and trying to give you, whether it's information or how to do things, or just free goodies through quizzes. I just thought that was a really great episode where we got a lot of topics talked about in under a short amount of time.
Yeah, it was jam-packed.
Yeah, there's a lot going on there. I'm sitting there writing notes for this one. Like, I had to keep pausing to write everything down.
That was episode 76. So that was October. Yeah.
So that was my first. Who's up on your top spot?
So one of my top spots had to be our first episode of the year. It was 66, and that was with Kathy Kersnowski, Jamie Donnelly, and Michael Webb from Identity Auto. And it was all about cybersecurity in schools and how, you know, schools are a big target now. And I think the one nugget, if anybody could take away, was Michael Webb talking about password reuse. And before that episode, I was 100% guilty of password reuse.
Oh, Rod, who isn't?
Right. You have so many
but I started to vary my passwords a lot just from that episode. And he was, you know, basically saying, if someone gets one password and you use password reuse, they're into your bank account. They're into, you know, all your healthcare, possibly. All that's online.
Personal information, school information, that ball can start rolling.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, it snowballed out of control for sure.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's definitely, that one was big for me. I think something everybody can listen to that. And we did the little quiz in there, you know, on that episode where we gave some cybersecurity information and then quizzed the whole group of us about it.
Yep.
And, you know, and that was interesting. There were things in there that I didn't know even as a technology teacher. And even Kathy, as a technology coach, you know, mentioned there were some things that she learned as she went through, you know, talking with Michael. So
definitely a good episode, important episode for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of cybersecurity stuff out there.
Well, I'm going to piggyback off your number one to go into my number two, dealing with Kathy again, this time novel effects.
Unbelievable.
What such an awesome, I guess we'll call it an awesome app. It's an app out there.
Tool. Yeah.
Holy smokes. Used it in third grade last year. Phenomenal. Every kid was engaged.
Yep.
And how hard is it when you're dealing with 20 third graders doing a read aloud to have each one of them not only glued to their seat, but glued to you and listening to not just the words you're saying, but the soundscapes that are coming out.
Yep.
And, you know, it's great because they're all engaged. But then I think the discussions that can follow after that, like, I liked it, I didn't like it. Either way, they were engaged, they were listening, and then I think those classroom discussions can start building off each other to start talking about, like, the literature components of it and the feelings.
Yep.
So I love that, use that. You know, the novel effects crews are out there, and, you know, they're very helpful. They're constantly taking feedback.
And constantly updating the books.
The books, or even the website with all the additional resources they have. Yep. Such an awesome, great episode. And Novel Effects, if you haven't checked them out, I think you definitely check out Novel Effects and then maybe go back to our episode to give that a listen, because Kathy's a great guest, another Jersey local, and just really fun, full of energy. And she's got a lot going on, wealth of information in and of herself. Definitely liked using Novel Effects. Still use it in fifth grade. I feel like the fifth graders, they're following along, they're engaged, and then that starts the discussion.
Right. What would you change?
Right.
Why didn't you like it? Why do you think this sound would be better? I mean, there's a whole group of discussions there.
Third grade, fifth grade, always used it and always got great reactions that kind of snowballed, but then were those reactions, we started to build the discussions upon, why'd you laugh there? What'd you think that was so funny about that? Why would the author put that point in there now? And next thing you know, we hate to say it, you're bringing in standards, you're doing things you're supposed to be doing, all while having a good time. So I thought the novel effects one, that was a fun episode, especially when we were sitting there reading The Bad Seed.
Oh,
and just like
that had me in stitches. Like,
we're
just
sitting
listening
there laughing.
To it. Yep.
So that was definitely, I enjoyed that one for sure.
And I see, you know, I just noticed for the holidays, Polar Express is in there.
Okay.
And I just read, I used Novel Effect yesterday with a class and read The Sneezy Snowman.
Okay.
And it was hilarious. And everybody's engaged. And because everybody's engaged, when we had discussions about things that happened in the book, everybody can recall it.
Yep.
So
it's great to hear the sound in the room.
Yep.
When you're using novel effects and you ask them to turn and talk, you would think they're outside playing at recess because everyone's got something to say.
Yep.
Everyone's got an opinion and everyone wants to share.
Yep, for sure. So I'm going our episode with Zoe Weil, founder of the Institute for Humane Education and author of the book, The World Becomes What We Teach. And
talks about being a solutionary.
That's right? Exactly what I was going to say. That was my big takeaway from that is, you know, we hear a lot about activism and doing things to, you know, draw attention to problems in the world or the SDGs that we both like to bring into the class. But talking to Zoe and hearing that term solutionary, where you're not just talking about the problems, but you're actually looking to what can be done to solve the problems – and the high order and high level thinking that goes into, well, if I do this, how does it affect something three steps away? You know, and I think she gave the example of like using ethanol for our gas. Well, that then causes you to have to grow more corn. And does that then cause use of more pesticides? And are we causing more problems by going to ethanol in gasoline? You know, just that idea was big. And to use, I think the term activist or activism has sometimes a negative connotation to it.
Like, oh, look at them. They're going to go save the world.
Right. Right. So, but the term solutionary, it just seems more positive.
I feel like it's been fitting. It's very fitting with a phrase I've been using for the past couple of years when we started talking about SDGs and, you know, not necessarily being an activist, but being a solutionary person is you don't have to save the world.
Right.
But we would like you to be able to solve your own problems.
Right.
And I think doing activities and focusing on those types of concerns and problems, it allows you to try something, fail, to think about things, to think, ooh, this did work or it didn't work. Why didn't it work? In like a safe environment. So as you start to go through the grades and then start to become more of a mature person, you can start to have some different, I guess, bags of tricks you can go back into for solving problems or thinking creatively and outside the box. And you've done it in a safe environment. So if it didn't work, it was always okay. There were no real percussions. You weren't getting F's on grades.
Right.
No one was getting grounded at home.
Yep.
So I think it gives the kids an opportunity to try something where they wouldn't normally have that opportunity.
Yeah. And again, like the I took away the level of thinking. Like, it's not just surface thinking. You're going deep when you're doing that solutionary thinking. So episode with Zoe was amazing. And again, we learned she was working here in Jersey early on, you know, working in Philly and then working at the Paws Farm in Mount Laurel, Jersey. Yep. When she first started. So a lot of Jersey ties to episodes that we had last year.
Ron, I wonder if that's a coincidence. As long as we're all eating pork roll and not Taylor ham.
There you go.
Golden.
It's everything's okay. What was your last one?
So my last one was a fun one for me. It was with Jason Blair.
Yeah.
And really trying to bring creativity into that classroom. Now, he's an art teacher.
Right.
But what he realized, what I loved about that show was his story. And one of the things he said early on, he didn't necessarily light the world on fire through grade school and high school and didn't really think he was a smart kid. But the more he got out of high school and then into an art college, he started to think about maybe what we value as smart really isn't the way the world works.
Exactly.
And I just thought, you know, he thought it's important to change what's valued in education. He threw out there, was it Ken Robinson, I believe?
Yeah, Sir Ken Robinson.
Yeah, schools, kill creativity talk.
Yep.
Which,
yeah.
Case in point, you walk in straight lines, you work quietly, you know, like there's no opportunities for real creative thinking or even have fun with it. Because I remember the day after we had his episode, we were discussing fractions in class and we brought out Play-Doh and the kids used Play-Doh to make to show fractions.
And to see fractions rather than it just be like a, you know, a theoretical thing.
What's part of a whole mean? And some of them, you know, the creativity really, I mean, it came out of the box. Some kids that never really had those opportunities or wouldn't consider themselves creative thinkers just pretty much showed you a fraction. Like they made a one, they did the fraction sign and then a two at the bottom. But then kids were doing, well, this would represent a half because I have four things total. There's two on this side. Yep. There's two on this side. And then the kids that weren't necessarily that creative now started to hear that, see that, and were able to expand their thinking. I really love that episode. And to throw him out a shout out, the Columbus Museum of Art. He's a leading, is it resource teacher? He's something up there part-time.
Yep.
And they have a blog up there, Teaching with Creativity, that has tons of resources to bring into the classroom. If you want to try it, you know, put your toe in the water, that's a great place to start.
And I thought, like, he even, I believe in his episode, we talked about, like, having a kid who's doodling. And maybe it's, you know, not the time to be doodling, but you can then talk about sketchnoting. Or I think he talked about, like, taking that doodle and putting it in a place in the classroom for doodles.
Yep.
Right. So there's a time and a place that we can doodle. You don't want to kill the creativity. Maybe it's not, you know, you can't do it during this time right now where I'm, you know, given a lesson, but I do want to show that I honor the work that you've done.
Yep, most definitely. What yep. you feel is important. You want yep. to bring your creativity in the classroom this way. So let's celebrate right. that.
Yep. And that's it. Celebrating it. Yeah. Yeah. That was an awesome episode. And that was, I think, like May of last year. So it was the end of the year. Something maybe people want to go back and look into to start 2023 with.
Or even, Ron, Christmas, we have a whole week.
Yeah.
There's a whole week before yep, Christmas for holiday break.
Breaks. Yeah.
And I know...
Yeah,
things are already getting a little hectic around here, and I feel it's going to get that the hectic meter is just going to,
going off the charts.
Yeah, possibly. So something to play with, something to try for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And one other one to bring in for me, you know, to kind of wrap things up for December is the episode we did, episode 75, and that was with Jamie Donnelly again. And talking all about AR and VR in education. And she has, just like Kyle has that March Madness thing, she does a March Madness AR and VR in EDU. And then she does an advent calendar at Christmas time. So coming out starting December 1st, which is, you know, we're recording this in November, she starts putting out, I think, every day resources for AR and VR. And this year it's focused around STEAM. So lots of great resources from her. And her website is arvrinedu.com. And you can use that hashtag as well on any of the social media platforms and you'll find all the stuff she's doing. But that was a great episode. We're still working on possibly doing some AR VR stuff here at our school. But if you're into it or want to bring it into your classroom, again, awesome episode.
She's a great resource to have, you know, wealth of knowledge for sure.
Yeah. Really just huge. I think maybe even giving some, you know, like final shout outs to just some of the other episodes we had.
Some honorable mentions.
Yeah. I mean, Andrew Jordan Nance with mindfulness was huge. I mean, his books are amazing. His breathing cards.
The Lion in Me.
Yeah. I mean,
love that book.
Hits home with almost every kid. And especially like if you have that kid who is a little angry, The Lion in Me, awesome book.
Ron,
awesome book.
I feel like I pulled a little something out of that because, you know, it's breathing techniques are great and it's not the only thing you want to use but it is something. It's a great tool to have in that bag. And I feel like that book offers a bunch of different techniques. So depending on if your student's into, maybe they are into Spider-Man and the Hulk and all that stuff.
It has all those breathing cards,
There's tons of things that I feel like someone could relate to if they needed.
Yep.
How about working with Jed and the Playful Classroom?
Always a good time with Jed.
that was my, I was thinking, do I talk about Jason Blair? Do I talk about, Jed and the Playful Classroom?
And The Playful Life is out now.
And The Playful Life is now out with Jed and
Julie Jones.
Julie Jones.
Yep.
That was a lot of fun. He's just always so much fun to be around and has a great attitude, I think, not only towards education, but just to life in and of itself. 100%. For sure.
And then we had Eileen Winokur on just talking about like belonging and, you know, finding your group and your people. She has an amazing story, you know, people can go back and listen to. We talked about Tracked. We had an episode with that.
Well, we even have a commercial because every kid out there wants to be the next TikTok star or the next YouTube sensation.
Right.
So to give them that opportunity to learn
in a safe space,
in that safe environment for sure.
Yeah. And then we just went and did a whole thing here relaunching Stop It, you know, and we had that episode with Kevin Eskew from Stop It, which was, again, another awesome episode.
Jersey guy.
Yeah. Jersey guy. and again, just a good product, you know, a good program. And it sounds like from doing that interview, they will help you figure out how to cover the cost of bringing this into your school.
Yep. Very willing to help you get their product in your school.
Yeah.
For the kids, to help keep the kids safe and give them an environment that they would feel comfortable maybe reporting something.
Right. And it's probably going to save somebody's life at some point.
Yep.
I know it has, but I'm saying even in our school, You know, it's going to save somebody at some point. So, yeah, I mean, they were just, you know, just some awesome episodes. And we have, you know, looking forward into January, Classcraft, you know, with Sean Young. And that was some really mind-blowing stuff, and really hope to have him on again to kind of discuss, go in depth further.
Right, because not only do we discuss Classcraft, but then we start to get a little bit more into depth and just how the students we're seeing have changed somewhat over the past few years. Yeah. So
yeah, different generations, how to engage with them that we might not be thinking about.
So. Right, definitely some Classcraft conversation that's spurring on hopefully at least one more episode. Yeah. For yeah. sure.
So all in all, great year.
Yeah, it was a fun year, Ron. You know, I can't believe it's that fast.
Yeah, that's it.
Blink of an eye.
So I guess that's all. And thanks, everybody, for listening and supporting Teacher Nerds. And
thanks for being one of the nerds.
Yeah, and that's Nerds with a
Z, Ron.
Joe, we don't get to say that as much anymore. I miss that.
Back in the studio again.
All right. See you, everybody.
Take care.
Teacher Nerds knocking on your door. Open up, let's take your teaching further than before. Give it a try, don't be shy, there's nothing there to lose. Worst thing that happens, kids get pain on their shoes. We're talking Teacher Nerds. I'm talking Teacher.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Teacher Nerds podcast. Keep up with every new episode by subscribing on Apple Podcast, Spotify, Google Podcast, Anchor, or anywhere you listen. When you subscribe, be sure to give us a review and tell a friend. Visit us at teachernerds.com, follow us on Twitter at teachernerds, on Instagram at teachernerdspodcast, or email us teachernerds@gmail.com. And remember, we're nerds with a Z. Most importantly, thank you for listening and becoming one of the Teacher Nerds.